Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. It is time for the National Football League. NFL kicks off today in full force and we're very excited about it, of course. And guess what? I got a surprise email from DirecTV. The Sunday ticket is free for me this year. So right there, I saved like $300-$400. So thank you very much, DirecTV. Finally, that 10 years of having the dish on top of my house paid off. So we're going to play some games today that you're not going to like. You're going to want to look the other way. You may go mow the lawn. You may clean the kitchen. You may give the spouse some time that they want. But we're going to play them because they're an angle, and we're going to play certain angles during the course of the year. One of the angles we're going to play during the course of the NFL football season is a team that is a underdog winner outright the week before that becomes a favorite on the road the following week. We will bet against that team every single time, which means we're going to be betting on some really, really bad football teams during the course of the year. But over the last 20 years, trust me, the numbers have proved themselves out. We just do it blindly. We do it with faith. We do it with conviction, and they cash, okay? They may not cash one off, of course, because this is still gambling, but they're going to cash at a very, very high clip, easily exceeding the 52.4% we need for profitability. So today is one of those type of angle situations. The other angle that we have played historically happens mostly in week one. We run into it a couple times later in the season typically, is we will play a under in the double debuts, okay? We do it blindly. I know most people like to bet overs. I like to bet overs. It's a lot more fun to cheer for points. You can cash the ticket in the third quarter versus having to sweat it out all the way to the very end, have garbage touchdowns, garbage points, and prevent defenses kill your underplay. But we're going to do it today on three wagers and the double debut situations that come up. So that means we first go to Carolina and the New York Jets. Debut for Sam Darnold in Carolina. Debut for Zach Wilson with the Jets. The line open at 43.5. It's been bet up to 45, so this under, we get a little more cushion there, but we're playing the under 45 between Carolina and the Jets. Next game, it is Houston and Jacksonville. We do not allow ourselves to bet two bets on a game with the exception of system-type plays like this, and because this is a system play, we're allowing ourselves to play the Jacksonville game against Houston twice on our card today because we have to be consistent with the system. The double debut, Tyrod Taylor making a start for Houston. Trevor Lawrence, of course, making his highly anticipated start for Jacksonville. The line opened at 46. It's still at 46, so we get the 46 for the under today. And then in the nightcap, these guys aren't young, that's for sure, but we do have debuts with the team. Chicago Bears taking on the Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium. Andy Dalton making his debut for the Bears. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford making his debut for the Rams. Line opened at 43.5. It is now up to 46.5. So we gain 3 points on the underside, and we are going to play that game under the 46.5. And I know a lot of people are anticipating more points in the NFL this year. I understand that. These totals are way higher than they normally are in week one. So I do think Vegas has already factored that in. What we don't know is what is the impact of the fact there wasn't a fourth preseason game this year. We also had the longer layoff between the last preseason game and today. Maybe it will trend everything to the over across the league, but when you have the double debut situations where both quarterbacks are brand new in the system, making their first start in the system, we're just going to play it religiously. We're going to play it every single time it comes up. Like I said, it's going to come up this week, of course, three times. We may only have it once or twice the rest of the year. But keep that in the back of your mind. When it happens, we will play it, and we will play the under. So Once again, those three unders: Carolina and the Jets under 45, Houston, Jacksonville under 46, Chicago and the Rams under 46 and a half. I'm sorry, it's not fun to bet unders, but if they cash, we like the money. And then our other six plays that we released yesterday for the National Football League, just to recap them, we're playing Jacksonville today, minus the three in that game at Houston. The LA Chargers plus one against the Washington football team. I'm seeing it feels like 90% of the public is on Washington today. I am in the minority on this game. There is no doubt about that. That tells me that this line should be Washington minus 4 to 5 based on everyone that's betting the play. Vegas has not moved the number, and I think they haven't moved it for a reason. This game is at the one right now, and I'm telling you, I really like the Chargers today plus the one. Atlanta, we're playing them minus 3 today, so we're going to lay the 3 with the Falcons, kind of fading Philadelphia all year and definitely fading Jalen Hurts here in the opener. Indianapolis, plus 3. We're going to buy into Carson Wentz one more time. I repeat, Carson, you have one more time to prove your value, otherwise you're dead to me, okay? So you must deliver today, plus the 3 against Seattle. Minnesota Vikings, minus 3. Mike Zimmer, you need to deliver. If you fail in this game, I'm putting you on the hot seat after week one. Your seat will be as hot as Clay Helton is right now at USC. And then in our final game, we have New England, minus the 3, taking on the Miami Dolphins. So that's your football card. 3 underplays, 6 plays on the spread for a total of 9 games today. Not bad. Let's quickly turn back to yesterday for a moment. We'll wait on baseball and we'll get to baseball, because if they're still betting baseball, we're going to play baseball. Or if they're playing baseball, we're going to bet baseball. You know what I meant to say. So let's quickly recap what happened in college football. So our early release plays, last week we went 6-2. This week we go 4-3-1. Had a couple heartbreakers. Let's go through the card. Iowa State didn't even show up against Iowa. Kudos to Kurt Ferentz, Matt Campbell. I don't know what's going on at Iowa State. You just can't beat the old man. Iowa was clearly the better football team yesterday against Iowa State, so we got that game dead wrong. Wyoming had a very nice lead at one point against Northern Illinois. They blew the lead, rallied to get us the push, so we pushed the game 50-43. Crazy game, ended up as a push. Western Kentucky rallied to get us a victory plus 7. Middle Tennessee State, some of you pushed this game because the line finished at 21. Unfortunately, we got it at 19, so we're a loser as Middle Tennessee State lost by 21. Mississippi State plus 3, easy winner for us. That was never in doubt against NC State. So nice win for Mike Leach and his team. Next up, East Carolina. We lost this play. Some of you pushed it because I think at the end it finished South Carolina minus 3. We didn't get it at minus 3, of course, or plus 3 on the East Carolina side. East Carolina was dominating this football game, up 14-0 before halftime, made a terrible play call, ended up as a pick 6 turnover, turned the game around. South Carolina never moved the ball all day. Special teams and defense got it done for them. East Carolina, embarrassing that they didn't cover this spread, because they were the better football team, in my opinion. South Carolina eked out the victory. Last second field goal, we lose by 3, lose the wager. That should have been a winner for us. And then our final two early release games were easy winners. Rutgers got it done against Syracuse. They won by 10. Syracuse, some very questionable decisions in the fourth quarter of that game, deciding to punt, and then also not going for it in one situation. So we'll take the win. Greg Schiano, good start at Rutgers as they win that game by 10. And then San Diego State in our nightcap, easy winner over Arizona. We thought they should have been favored by 10-14, and they ended up winning by 20-some points. So they got it done. So we go 4-3-1 on the early release plays, but our late action add-ons, not so good. Washington plus 7 against Michigan. Tip my cap to Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines played an outstanding game. They got the job done. Liberty, Hugh Freeze got it done for us, though. He got the win over Troy. They covered the number. Then Heartbreak Hotel, Memphis at one point was up 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. We got backdoored. Some of you maybe pushed this game. Some of you won this game because it opened at 4, went to 4.5. We unfortunately got it at 5.5, and we lost by the hook. The hook got us on this one. Memphis hung on to win 55-50 with 2 backdoor touchdowns late against them. And yes, indeed, we lose by the 0.5 point. FIU, Butch Davis, and Florida International. Well, And yeah, they go to overtime and they lose in overtime to Texas State. So we lost that game. So overall on the college football day, not our finest hour. 1-4 on the late edition plays, 4-3-1 on the early release plays. That adds up to a losing day. And then when you factor in baseball, Phillies got it done, cashed a ticket. Dodgers blew a 5-1 lead in the eighth, and we did not cover that game. The A's blew a 5-run lead in the eighth, and we did not cover that game. And the Yankees only won by one, and Seattle lost. So both legs of our parlay with the Yankees and Seattle back-to-back days end up as a loser. So for the day, we ended up in the negative 445.50. But, hey, my day's still better than Clay Helton. I'm sorry, Clay, I'm picking on you today. But, yes, my day's better than Clay Helton. And we will live on, and we will play the National Football League today. We're still up on the year on college football, and we got the NFL in front of us. And we're also going to put some baseball on the card. So let's get to our baseball plays. Let's get to it. Yeah. So our baseball plays today, we're going to go a parlay. It is not going to involve Seattle, but it will involve the New York Yankees. So we're going to play the Yankees plus 155 on the run line. And we're going to parlay them today with the Milwaukee Brewers, who got a no-hitter last night. Milwaukee is plus 140 today against Cleveland. So that's your parlay, the Yankees in Milwaukee, minus -1.5, $100 to pay out $512. Four other plays we're going to play on the run line today. We're going to play the White Sox. We like Lance Lynn always. We're going to play Lance Lynn and the White Sox against the Red Sox, laying the 1.5. That's going to pay out $115 on the $100 wager. Then we're going to go to Target Field in Minnesota, where the Twins are thrown over, and we're going to play the Twins minus the 1.5 plus 120, so $100 to pay out 120 on the Twins over the Royals. Then we go out to Oakland, where they blew it yesterday, but today they'll get it done. The A's, we're going to lay the 1.5, even money, $100 to win 100. And then we wrap it up with the Mariners, who lost yesterday, and they need this one today. The Mariners, minus 1.5, plus 110, so $100 pays out 110. So to recap baseball, Yankees and Brewers, $100 to win 515. White Sox, plus 115. Twins, plus 120. A's, even money. And the Mariners, plus 110. Five baseball plays, nine NFL plays, 14 opportunities to cash tickets today. We'll see if we can have a better day than yesterday. And hopefully we don't get backdoored as much as we did yesterday. The National Football League is back. I have free Sunday ticket on DirecTV. By the way, all of you have the preview free this week. So if you do have DirecTV, make sure you watch the free Sunday preview. But I have it the rest of the year for free, which makes me very happy. But as always, bet responsibly. Bankroll management. Make sure you don't bet more than 2% of your bankroll, at least the starting bankroll of the year. And then, as always, let's cash some tickets.